Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bitter Dough.
Are you crazy?
Are you a
things is happening. Everything is going good for your boy. Hey, this ass Rosebud Show. You know, we gonna goddamn get down today. Call in, press one, and we gonna talk. We gonna be civilized because I gotta make sure I save my energy for my new work that I got coming. Now, you guys know I need listeners and callers. So don't just sit out there and not have no input on the show. Because my shows be live when y'all call and ask questions. It be live anyway because I talk shit. But I like to talk shit to a motherfucker that's on the phone. At the same time, giving game to everybody that's goddamn listening. At the same time, talking to the guy that's on the phone about whatever the fuck he talking about. That's how I like to do it. I'm a motherfucker. I didn't call school teachers, attorneys, construction working bitches, dykes, and any kind of bitches out there. So I ain't got to be tripping. And not one time did I change. I'm always bud. I'm always direct with my approach. I'm always in their face. All up. I will adjust the tone of it depending on the bitch, whoever she is, what kind of vibe I'm getting from her. You know, I'll do that. Because see what I'll be trying to stress to my guys over at SWU, man, you can know what you're going to say. That's gonna be great to know what you're going to say. But life is so spontaneous that, you know, knowing what you're going to say is really just half the battle. The battle in catching women is to motherfucking recognize who you talking to and be able to set your conversation to her. See, this is only one way that I'm going to tell you about. I mean, well, this ain't just one way. I mean, there is a lot of ways to do what I'm talking about. But there's only one way to know that your way is the only way to do something. And you can't do that without being confident about who the fuck you are. I be telling you all the time. That's what I talk about, confidence. You know, sure, you can pick up here and there something I'm saying about it, and you might even be able to utilize. Matter of fact, you could utilize. But what happens to the person that really gets confident is they start understanding the world a little differently. It makes them see things differently. And when you see them through the eyes of a person with confidence, then you start realizing that shit ain't as big as you think it is. It's only as big as you allow it to get. See, you motherfucking pimp-ass motherfuckers think you don't need my courses, but I don't give a fuck. I don't. If these motherfuckers keep their word, you're going to hear from a few dudes, you know, pimps that bought my shit. You know, there's only three levels to this life we live. It's like karate, you know, it's beginner, intermediate, and then expert. And I guess you guys think you're somewhere in the intermediate level, but you're not. All of you motherfuckers are white belts, which has degrees or levels. So, you know, you may be somewhere along that level in the white belt, but you're still a white belt. You're all between the first and the 10th degree of white belts. All belts have degrees, but as you advance, there's fewer and fewer degrees. So what I'm saying is you get up to the goddamn motherfucking master's degree. Excuse me. You get up to the expert degree and you doggone do whatever it entails as an expert. What? You can't learn nothing else? What? Ain't nothing else going to come up that's going to challenge what you know as an expert? I'm saying, sure, you know all the moves. You can kick a motherfucker's ass. But that's not the extent of being an expert. Being an expert is, sure, you can do every goddamn thing. But you don't want to do any of the stuff that you can do because you're an expert. So as time goes on, you realize that all these extra moves that you make, all these things that you're doing, fads or whatever you want to call it, come up and you attach to them. Things don't last. They don't take you anywhere. And that's when you realize that you're learning a lot more than you knew as an expert. And you become a master. A master is a red belt. Even masters learn. Even masters know there's degrees of ascension. What I'm trying to tell you is that's why I'm like I am. I think I know every motherfucking thing. And at the same time, I know my mind is fucking empty compared to what I could know. I'm always trying to get my shit in the situation to where I control it, and I'm controlling it, and it's actually doing and bringing me what the fuck I want. So that's what you got to get to. You got to get to knowing that what you're controlling is possible, and you have to sustain that. That's what masters do. And that's where I'm at. But don't make me better than you. What it does is make me able to use the things that I've learned to assist me, to make me be able to do what I want to do better. That's what I'm master at. Is not better than you, because I don't really give a fuck about it. I don't care. I do care about you. That's why I do these shows. But I'm talking about as far as me caring about you, what the fuck? I don't care about now, motherfucker, because I'm caring about me too much. 843. What's up with you, man?
Hey, what's up, bud? What's going on, bro?
Nothing too much. What's happening?
Hey, man, I just want to call and give you your props, man. We spoke a couple of weeks ago, and you told me to call you back in a few weeks. And the scenario I had for you was that I got, you know, pretty much came to a level and kind of grew myself out of a lot of friends because of that level, you know, growing to another level. And you told me eventually once I start opening up my eyes, I would start seeing differently and I'll start noticing people that's on the level that I'm trying to get on. And you was motherfucking right. Man, that same week, I met up with somebody and was able to, you know, got a connection on an interview of a semi-pro football coaching gig and got the interview, went in there and destroyed that shit, got the job, man. That's what called to be your prop, bro. Appreciate it, man. You opened up my eyes a lot.
Listen to me, bro. I am very happy to hear that kind of shit, man. I mean, what makes me happy, not probably not as much as you really believe, is this. I don't want my shit to be for motherfuckers just to catch bitches. Because my shit work when you go in there for the interview. When you have that attitude and you know and you have learned and you believe some shit, you're going to do what you did, man. Destroy that shit, get the job, and go on. Just don't, I mean, you know, don't stop, man. It ain't over. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it, man.
It's
not
over. Yeah, brother. That, hey, for sure, man. 901, what's up? Excuse me. I didn't get you, man. 901, what's happening?
Hello?
Yeah, I got you now.
Hello?
Okay. I got you now, bro.
Yeah. Okay, good evening, Rosebud and everybody else, man. I'm going to be quick. I just want to, man, you tickle me on one of the, I forget the title. It was either the last live you did or that part three to the What Women Want deal. But the way you opened it just confirmed how real of a motherfucker you are. You was like, man, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't really just per se do this for likes or anything like that. And that's what I'd be sitting at home banking the whole time. Like, there's no way that you got people out here thinking that this man can fake it as much as he gives us. You know what I mean? I definitely appreciate it. And what you're speaking on tonight is hitting home, man. Keep doing your thing.
Hey, man. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, sometime a brother, you know, gets to thinking, man, why the fuck do I do this guy? Take all this bullshit that I be going through. But you know what? That's why. Right there, I be fucking getting shit like that. This is live. I get this. But I get motherfuckers hitting me, telling me what they get. Don't let these haters stop me. Don't let blah, blah, blah. We need you. I mean, believe me, man. You guys definitely keep me going. The ones that do. I'm talking about all of it. Even the ones that hate, man, keep me going. Because I know if I'm getting haters, I'm doing something right. Because people don't think about motherfuckers that ain't doing shit. So, you know, everything works for me, for my mentality. But something I was thinking about, which is, you know, my formal degrees, master's in teaching and learning with technology, a bachelor's in sociology with my sociology with education concentration, and a PhD in charging motherfucking bitches. So what I'm saying, although I'm straight hood like with what I say, don't think I'm just talking. I got a lot of motherfucking game and I got a lot of knowledge to reinforce what I'm saying. That's why on any level I can speak with you. I don't really care. You know, when bitches call us, you know, they're all the same. I don't give a fuck who you are, what you got. What you really got is a desire to fuck with somebody like me. So regardless of all that goddamn shit you talking, you could either just have it up, put it up on your mantle, or just have it and sit here and talk to a motherfucker that ain't got none of that shit, and I won't have the shit. Nah. Man, them bitches love me, period. What I'm saying, any way you look at it, any fucking way you look at it, I'm qualified if your motherfucking ass to what I'm talking about. So you just have to understand it. Now, I started this, and I really didn't get completed. And I started out asking about how can a man expect to attract a woman or women if he's genuinely afraid of women? And how can a pimp catch a hoe if he fucking scared of what it takes to have hoes? And the answer to both is he can't. If either of them motherfuckers look up and catch a woman who will listen to him, it'll be a one-night stand. And tomorrow your ass is going to be looking for the things that you think chemistry brings. Chemistry brings whatever it brings, but chemistry ain't going to catch no bitch. Chemistry ain't going to keep her. If chemistry did catch her. See, You're looking for chemistry, which you won't find, because there is no chemistry. But you're looking for it because you don't have nothing to hold on to otherwise. See, this is why you don't really, you ain't really successful with one-night stands. The only one-night stand that is really beneficial to you is when you think to yourself, oh man, baby's gonna be cool. And you start fucking with her, and she cool. Then you get to, you know, bring her home and all that shit, bust that pussy out. And then some that bitch say, show you really who you thought she was. And then you check it. And in the course of checking it, really see that this ain't who I think it is or thought it was. Now that bitch, that's a one night stand. I didn't have them before. That shit happens. Even a motherfucker like me assumes, and I'm going to assume what's best for me. And it's best for me to think, damn, I got action, bitch. And if she shows me that I got some action, I'm going to jump on it. But at the same time, I ain't going to stop looking at the bitch. You know, I don't care if the bitch with me 20 hours. I'm going to be looking at her for 20 hours because I want to know who I'm fucking with. And if it gives me that long, see who I'm fucking with. Think about this. 20 hours sound like a long time. But how long is a fucking year compared to 20 hours? Take some people a year, 2 years, even more to find out who they fucking with. Because they don't know how to think shit. 847, what's up with you, bro?
Good evening, John. It's Leon Ledensky back at your ass again.
Come on, man. What's that?
Oh, man. I feel so good today. So confident. God damn it. I have two things that I would like to discuss with you. Firstly, what tool could I use to deal with a woman out shopping with her kids?
Dude, what tool? You talk about a lot of my tools that I have?
Yeah.
I don't believe I have. There is not necessarily I don't have a tool. Any tool, listen to me. Any tool. You got to understand something, bro. Any tool. They can't be used to talk to a woman, you know, dealing that have kids. But any tool is versatile. It doesn't matter the tool that's for talking to this woman crossing the street and you in the car. And now you asking me how to get at whoever with their kids in a mall, maybe. This is two totally different situations. But you can use the concept. The concept. That's what you guys ain't understanding. These tools and whatever I say about saying to a woman is part of a concept. And that concept is think it. And you do it. Now, there's a lot involved with that. You got to learn to trust what you think. You got to learn to not fucking ask questions about your motivation. You got to learn a lot of shit. But in the course of learning that, you can take one arsenal and adjust it to anything in the world, any kind of conversation. Because you know why I know that? That's what I do. I don't pre-prepare a conversation for what the hell somebody is about to say. I have a pre-prepared knowledge of the system of attack that I'm going to use. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't need no certain words. I don't need no certain environment. All I need is somebody with ears. That's all I need. When you get that way, which you can if you keep doing what you're doing, you will see what I'm saying. It's hard to see what I'm saying now because you just can't see it. But when you get to where you just walking and didn't even know any of what's getting ready to happen was going to happen. And when it happens, You act like you prepared for it for the last 40 years. That's how you're going to be, man, when you understand the system. The system will become part of you, and it'll take over, excuse me, it'll take over what you do. It'll take over how you think. This system will, not all the knowledge that you have, the system of thinking, the system of doing what you think, the system of not doubting what anything about you represents. And then we have the arsenal. See, what I'm saying, you got this system of conversation, and this is in your head. Now your arsenal is the thing that you're going to say to get this person to see who you think and know, well, not think, who you know you are. Get them to see who you are. So you start talking. And we know from using the arsenal that we take whatever this motherfucker says and manipulate it in our mind to come out our mouth as a part of our conversation. And that part that we're using at that moment is actually telling her something. Oh, no, excuse me. I'm talking about her. We're talking about Justin Arnold or whoever. I'm saying it's telling this person something they want to hear. Why? Because you pulled it from something they said. And at the same time, you're taking step by step what the arsenal consists of, because the arsenal is a system also. The system of at first was how to think, and the system I'm talking about now is the system of controlling a conversation. You put all this together, and you become a motherfucker, Leon. You become a monster, man, because you're ahead of everything, because you're prepared for anything.
ABP.
I'm trying to tell you, man, you can't be sitting waiting for stuff to happen to motivate you to handle it. You may handle it, but that's not handling it. I'm talking about something that caught you by surprise, whatever. You might handle it, but that's not how to handle it. Things can't surprise you. They can't. I don't care if you did not expect it. I don't care if you never heard of it. It can't surprise you. As soon as you see it, you know how to handle it. Period. It don't matter. You know how to handle it. See it? Handle it. Why? Because if you're not like that, life is going to run you over. We're already speeding up. Technology is taking everything away from us. Everything that handled the shit you're talking about, you had problems with, Leon. Everything that handled that shit, life, technology, has taken away from us. So now you got to understand, thinking faster is necessary. Because if you don't, you're going to depend on technology to think for you. And technology has no emotions. And technology is not going to be able to understand what you're thinking right now. Technology is only going to handle it their way. I am willing to sacrifice my individuality to be that dependent on technology. I'm telling you, man, me and you been kicking it, bro. And I know you calling with some serious shit. I know I'm going along with it too. And I know you said you had another question. But I'm saying this is important, because me and Leon, we got history. And Leon shared some real serious shit with me. And I stay true to what I say, but I show back up to what was I felt more important, and I told him that. And once that got handled like he handled, now we can go with what I'm talking about, because self is more important than any goddamn thing. And I'd be a fake motherfucker if I'm trying to tell you to handle something with this shit I'm talking that I know ain't gonna handle it. No, man, handle your shit. That's what I tell everybody. Handle your shit. And once you do that, you start getting control of your damn life. And let's say you got some kind of medical problem. just generally, you got a medical problem that you can take care of, but you don't take care of it. The more you don't take care of it, the more that problem is going to exacerbate itself, because whatever is wrong medically going to start being mentally fucked up. You handle shit immediately when you see it. And I'm talking shit, because sometimes when it's time for me to go to the doctor, I'll be procrastinating, but I'll be telling my woman and my daughter, don't let me do that shit. Because sometimes I don't want to go. No, you know, I'm an old motherfucker. I got to go a lot. Well, I don't be wanting to go, Dad. No, I'm going to keep my daughter, keep fucking with me. And I'm, you know, all right. But what I'm saying is, that's what we need. We need people to push us to handle our shit. And that's what I do. Come on, Leon. I'm sorry, man. What's your second question?
Sure.
What's your second question, man?
So, shit, I'm about to jump back into this shit and start where I left off, which is 1.0 part 3. And the other thing that I want to ask you, and this is coming off what we just discussed, Edmund, is currently I'm stepping out into uncharted territory. I never in my life before was the type of guy who would go up to random people on the streets and start conversations. So the issue currently is that when I see someone, nothing else comes to mind other than hello. So after hello or hi, the rest, you know what I'm saying? I'm not scary, you know what I'm saying? But I just...
Quit, stop, stop right here.
Never did
Quit.
That shit before.
Leon, stop right here. You are scary.
Yeah.
That's it. You're scared to talk to women. You're scared to talk to people. It doesn't matter, man. Fear is not the problem. Well, first, fear is the problem. But fear is not the actual problem. What are you going to do about it? That's the problem. Because the fear is there. It's not going anywhere. Every time you see whoever and you want to talk, all you're going to think of is hello. Why is that? Because that's all you think about when you say hello, because that's you can't go any further. Man, I think you already can come on in. Bring your butt to SWU so I can tell you without giving up everything how you handle this shit, man. First and foremost, you got to know what to say. How do you learn what to say? By being in SWU, learning shit that I be giving you so you can see what to say. Because, Leon, this is something you obviously don't know. When you talk to people, they tell you what to say to them. Period. I'll show you how to see it. I'll show you how to be so fucking comfortable talking about something you know nothing about because you know how to hold a conversation. Once you learn how to have a conversation, the only thing you need to learn is what to talk about. Those are two things sound real simple. But Leon, let me ask you this. Have you ever thought about your skills in holding a conversation as far as what do you know a conversation consists of?
Yes.
You have? What did you come up with?
Well, you know, first it's the introduction. No, first it's the greeting, then you
Wait, Leon. Don't start spilling shit from the course.
All right.
What I'm saying is if you did, you know, assess your ability or your knowledge of what a conversation is without talking about the course, just tell me what a conversation is.
What's conversation?
Yes.
Conversation is an exchange verbally between two people, but sometimes it can be nonverbal as well. There's nonverbal.
Okay, that's a good definition. See, but what I'm saying, Leon, you just showed me you never thought about your ability or assessed how well you know a conversation, because you did give me a definition of what conversing is. But a conversation is the tool that you use to get a person to see you or what you want. It is an exchange of ideas. That's another definition of conversation. We are dealing with the definitions in our lives. So conversation for us is a tool. It makes us way sharper than the average person because we know that we need to use our conversation to get what we want in life. We ain't waiting for a publisher's clearinghouse to come bring us some money. We ain't waiting for accomplishments to come knock on our door and tell us I'm out here for you to get. We go get shit, and we need a conversation to do it. A conversation is like writing a book. You got to have a very good introduction that's going to keep that person's interest. And before you get to the middle of the book, you just started, you got to have a few episodes that's going to make a person want to read past their initial interest. And then it comes to something where it's like a crest. You come to the top of the hill, maybe. That's the middle of the conversation. Now you're going to start going down. Once you get to the middle of the conversation, it's all downhill, because if you get to the middle of the conversation, that person that you're conversing with now is enthralled in your conversation because you've used it. You strategically dissected this person and you use your words to reconstitute that motherfucker. And that motherfucker will be putty in your hands. That's what SWU is about. That's why motherfuckers that get through it, they don't be me, but they be just like me. Know what they saying is the shit. Believe what they doing. They don't catch every goddamn bitch, but they sure catch 300 times more than they used to. Because they know that none of that shit matters. None of it. They ain't keeping score no more, because there ain't no such thing as a score. Only you. And once you know it's only you, now you can venture out. You can venture not outside yourself, but out to deal with other people. Leon, get in SWU so I can hook you up, man. I'm telling you.
I'm ready.
Hey. That's all it needs to be. And what did I tell you? I don't give a fuck that you paid already. Come in when you get ready. That's what I told you. I don't care. I ain't no motherfucker going to take your money. I'm trying to be with you. And what, Leon? How many times did I check on you, man? A lot, right? I care. I care, man. I be serious with what I'm saying. I want you to learn the shit that I know. And if you learn it, you will find out that you already knew it. You just needed somebody to help you find it, because we all have lost it. Society has taken it away from us. Men used to have to do this. Society has made progress. I'll give them that. But at one time, back when men had to be the shit, think of all the goddamn responsibilities the motherfuckers had to do. When they thought women couldn't do this, women couldn't do, they had to do it. Dudes had to, besides bring home the bacon, dudes had to be the rock. Dudes had to keep the family together. Moms took care of shit, but dudes kept them together. Dudes kept the house there. Dudes kept the lights on. Dudes kept everything going. Moms was the oil that kept it going smoothly. But without dudes knowing their responsibility, otherwise they can't punk out for nothing. I don't care how hard it is at work. I don't care, blah, blah, blah. I can't punk out. My kids ain't going to have nowhere to stay. My wife, blah, blah, blah. Men had to accept it. But now it's an option. It's an option. You can opt to be a man or not. And that's where we at now. then it's funny, but it's not. It's not funny. There is no option for us. We got to be men. We got to take care of shit. Yes, we got to leave that chauvinist whatever bitch got to put it on a pedestal shit. We leave that bullshit alone. We ain't there no more. Women can get paid what I can get paid if the bitch can do what I can do. I ain't tripping like that. What I'm saying is, but I still have to be a man. I still got to be, you know, me. I have stone fucking caveman. I got caveman beliefs. But I know I ain't living in caveman times. So I got to be able to formulate all my conversations to represent my beliefs, showing that I'm not a caveman. So, you know, the caveman said, I want pussy. And he hit the bitch in the head, dragging a cave. I can't do that shit. But I'm still a dude. I'm still saying, damn, I want some of that pussy. So instead of hitting that bitch in the head with a club, you got to learn how to hit that bitch in the head with your introduction. And when you hit her in the head with your introduction, you got to be saying 2, 3, 4, 5 things, you know, and have this, that, and the other to say about it. And then once you got her just straight listening to you, you can grab her by her fucking hair. Well, not you, but I'm talking about that's when you can grab her by her motherfucking hair and start dragging her too. That's what you're doing. Now you closing the motherfucking deal, baby. And look, it's going to be like this here. Come on with me right now and woo-woo. What I'm saying is the same thing. It's just different kinds. But you guys include so much more shit in that scenario because you guys think like women. I ain't lying. You ain't bitches. You ain't punks. It's just you think too much about what women think. Men that, well, I ain't going to say the correct man, but I'm talking about back in the day, men didn't think about what women think because all they knew was women think. Women want to cook, clean, and have kids. Now, that's not what they wanted, but that's how men thought. So what the fuck is there to think about? I'm going to buy this bitch some food. I'm going to make sure I got my shoes in the middle of the floor, and I'm going to fuck the shit out of her. That's what dudes used to think. Okay, times change. Dudes can't just think like that. You think I stopped thinking exactly like that? I have never stopped thinking that I'm going to club this bitch and drag her into my motherfucking cave. That's just how I think. But I'm sharp as fuck. And I didn't adjust this shit so I won't go to jail, so I won't be raping bitches. You know, shit, that shit was raped and all. Man, there's all kind of shit going on, you know, thinking like that. But I know thinking like that makes every bitch that fuck with me crazy about me because they just like it. Now, who should I care about? The millions and millions of women that don't think like that are the 1 or 2 million that do think like that. Man, I know that it's like 10 to 1, but I'm looking for that one. And I find that bitch. Why? Because motherfuckers know if you look for it, you're going to find it. Even if it's some fucked up shit, you looking to see if your woman cheating on you, you sure gonna find out. You looking at her phone talking about who she texting, you sure gonna find out. Look for it, you gonna find it. We know that. That's why we know it's a bitch out there for us. Hey, Leon, man, you had some good questions, man. I'm sorry I kept you so long. But hit me on my email. Just talk about something that you want to talk about concerning the chorus. And whenever the fuck you want to come back. You know, October, it starts a new semester. So just hit me. And you in. I already know you, man. Let's roll.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I was wondering, you know,
What's the difference?
Man, I got a lot of people on here, man.
All right. 832, what's up? What's going on, bud? Okay, who is this? That's not 832, Drew Vaughn. Goddamn right.
Hey.
Hey!
You know, some time ago, man, I remember you telling the story about, I think it was about your brother. And you were saying that it was about having women. And he told you that you had to be chicken shit.
Yeah.
Now,
my brother Gibson.
I believe that quality is in every man. But my question to you is, what were some of the things you did to activate that inner aggression to be able to, on command, use that forceful personality and when you were dealing with women?
Stop, goddammit. Listen to this. This is the truth. My brother Gibson, when I thought I was slick, and my, because I was the last one in our group to start smoking weed. I used to tell them they was going to burn in fire and brimstone. You know, I'm one of them niggas. This is like the sixth, seventh grade. And finally, I hit the joint. And now I could talk to Gip. Because Gip was the, man, he was the shit. And so I, he was my brother. But we couldn't fuck with him. So so I told Gip I had a doobie. No. Gip, I asked Gip if he had a joint. And he said, I heard you've been smoking weed, man. He said, yeah, and he took me on the side of the house. And we smoked a joint. And that's when I asked him, I said, Gip, how do you be having all them women doing? Because Gip had bras coming to the house, dropping money off. They come to the house and meet up with each other and fight in our front yard about Gip, man. My daddy would be just, boy, you a mess. But I wanted to know how he did that. So I said, Gip, how do you have all the women doing that? He said, be chicken shit, John. Be chicken shit. He said, have them motherfuckers buy your lunch and sit it down and don't eat it. let me tell you, man, I went to school the fucking next day. I couldn't get nobody to buy my lunch, but I bitched. I was, you bitch. You, man, I was talking about, fuck you, bitch. Hey, about, believe me, I'm telling you, cause this was our hood. And all of us, big brothers, had some, it was a broad I was fucking with. She liable had a sister that was old enough to fuck with my brother, or a brother old enough to fuck with my brother. So after a while, my brother came. He came to me and said, "Nigga, you crazy? I heard how you been messing. You be spitting on bitches." Man, I was crazy. Bitch can't say shit to me. He said, "Nigga, I didn't mean chicken shit like that." He said, "You have bitches scared of you, man." And I swear they already was scared of me because I was crazy. I thought Gip meant be chicken shit. But Gip didn't mean be chicken shit. Gip meant to be cold. You know, cold and chicken shit is different. those two words have hella different meanings to a motherfucker in the hood, man. When you being cold, that means you just don't care, you know, woo-woo, whatever. You know, but when you being chicken shit, you doing something to whoever you being chicken shit. don't be chicken shit. Just, you know, be cold. That's the niggas should have told me. Hey, but what's your question about that, man?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out, like, what did you do to activate that inner aggression?
Well, okay. From what I gathered before Gip talked to me, it was a month or so. What I gathered, because every bitch after I did whatever to them, when they seen me in the hall, they would say, hi, John Dixon. You know, hey, so, man. You know, they would fuck with me. They hadn't gave me no pussy. They hadn't liked how I was being. But they sure noticed me from then on. And all I thought to myself was, shit, get crazy. Because even though I wasn't getting no pussy, I loved that attention. Hey, Drew Ball, that's when I should have knew I was going to be a pimp. Because attention is a pimp's drug. Them bitches, John Dixon, you so mean. John Dixon, you crazy. They would say that shit to me. And I was like, yeah, bitch. So what? If the next time you see me and you call me John Dixon, I'm going to kick your ass. My name's Soul Man. God damn it, man. Before long, every motherfucker was calling me Soul Man. Bitches, everybody. And I still hadn't got no pussy. I think I was about in the ninth grade. Maybe not the ninth. But it was late when I got some pussy, man. And the only reason why I got the pussy was I told the bitch, I'm getting your pussy. Meet me over. We used to break into empty houses to get pussy because in the empty house, it wasn't like today. Today, the empty houses are fucked up. And back in the day, empty houses was pristine. All you needed was a blanket, and you could kick it in that motherfucker, man. We used to break into empty houses. I told the bitch, I don't remember who it was, Kathy Lewis. And it was Halloween. And everybody was telling me, but they was fucking on Halloween. I told that bitch, oh, yeah, she's like me. I told her, I'm fucking you. She said, no, I'm allergic. I said, hey, I'm fucking you. Meet me at this. And I told her to meet me at this empty house on Griffin Street. I remember it was behind my daddy's gas station. It was Halloween night. I go in there. Man, I don't even think I definitely stuck my dick in the pussy. But I would have said, if I fuck that bitch, 12 seconds kill me. Oh, shit, man. And after that, though, it was on. I realized that I had a personality, a persona. Bitches liked it. And I just kept being that way. Just like Gip said, be chicken shit, John. He should have said be cold. But you just go, bitch, your TV, I don't want to talk to you. You don't look like your hands. Hey, I used to tell them shit like this. Babe, girl, your goddamn hair look like screwed into the top of your head, just not so tight. Oh, man, I would talk to you. John Dixon, I hate you. That shit used to make my dick hard. God damn it, Drew. You made me think of some old shit just now, man. That was a good stroll for me, bro. God, I'm telling you, man, I was really chicken shit. And then I had got to where I would want to deal with whoever. And I'd walk up to them, put my arm around them. And they think I got my arm around them. I ease my hand around the back of their neck. And then I start squeezing like a motherfucker. Hey, I'm squeezing a bitch neck. She done hunched her shoulders up. I'm squeezing. You coming to see a nigga, right? Yeah. Okay, baby. I was sick, man. Gip did that to me. You know what? Hey, funny you meant to Gip. Gip called me and said, man, I need $100. I sent that nigga $100 today. I love Gip, man. He's responsible for me, man. Drew, well, don't you call in here with no more shit like that, man. Hey, come on, call in. I was just going to get you. I know I took too long. See, that you made me lose that call too long. Hey, man, that was cool, though. Hey, listen, you guys. What I'm saying is, what I was saying before Drew won't ask me that shit. Fucking, you have to accept, bitches are just like you. They be hot and horny. They just want to fuck. But bitches have a better control. Because it's not a better control of themselves than men. because it's a different scenario with women, because they know as much as they want to get fucked, dudes want to fuck. Now, see, dudes don't think like this. Think about this when it comes to sex. Dudes don't say, I want to get fucked. Dudes say, they want to fuck. Women say, oh yeah, I want to get fucked. Because getting fucked and wanting to fuck is the same thing, but it has a totally different mental connotation to it. The dude that thinks he wanna fuck makes pressure on himself after a while. Well, at first, back in the slaves, I mean not slave, caveman days, it wasn't no pressure. I wanna fuck, bow, hit that bitch in the head, fuck her, now it's my bitch. So he can't do that no more. Now you wanna fuck, you gotta say the right things, you gotta do this, do that. Pressure come on. Women still. All they got to do is say, come on. They don't have to say the right things. Otherwise, you want to fuck. And you say this to the bitch, and she say some stupid shit. It ain't going to turn you off. It ain't going to make you not want to fuck that bitch. But you say some stupid shit to a bitch. Both of y'all want to fuck. But that bitch going to turn off. Why? Because that's how it's been translated by everybody. So what I'm saying, it's going to be a while before you're able to, you know, admit this kind of shit to yourself, that you'd rather not think about it than to accept it. And it's just that you, most of you guys are cowards. Most of you guys think of this stuff that I'm saying, but you don't entertain it. You don't even try to, you know, see anything about it. What I'm saying is, this will definitely be difficult for you because most of you won't be truthful with yourself. But in either one of those instances that I mentioned a little while back, the pimp or the regular dude, just like neither one of them would catch the goddamn bitch, both of them should handle it the exact same way. I'm telling you, come on, call in. What's your opinion? That guy that was on the phone, I was just going to get you, man, and you got off. But anyway, call in, 657-383-0809. See, what you guys got to understand is what might happen is what you're afraid of. You're afraid of what might happen. Now, think of this. Most of you motherfuckers ain't afraid of roller coasters. You're not. You know that shit gonna scare the shit out you. You know when you get up there at that high point going whatever fast, you know you ain't finna fall off the goddamn coaster. I know that shit too. But ain't no way in the fuck I'm getting on a roller coaster. Now, what I'm saying is this. Ain't no way in the fuck you going to walk up to a broad and say blah, 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 whereas I'll just do it. The same fear for you to talk to them bras is the same fear I have about getting on roller coasters. But see, I could live without getting on roller coasters. If I couldn't, I would have to face my fear. I would. Now, I hadn't been on roller coasters just to do it, but I was so goddamn scared, I ain't finna do that shit no more. Fuck a motherfucker don't believe I ain't scared of that shit. I ain't finna try to prove it. But see, I don't think you can live without bitches. You can't. So you gotta admit the cowardness in your ass. What I'm saying is, what might happen is just as scary as being on that fucking roller coaster and going around that corner at X amount of miles an hour and you don't see that drop in the cup. God damn, when that drop come your ass. It's scary, but you still handle it. You don't try to jump out the goddamn roller coaster because you know you on a roller coaster. It's supposed to scare you. start thinking about getting at bitches like that. It's scary. It's supposed to be scary, God damn it. And the more you feel that angst in your stomach, you going up that hill, you know what the scariest part of a roller coaster is to me? The fast shit turning the colors ain't shit. It's the slow shit when you feel the change making you go up the hill to start the ride, because most roller coasters, they don't fucking start. Well, some of them start flat, but there's a couple of them motherfuckers that start out. You start flat, but immediately you start going up a hill, and you go so slow, and you can feel that change in the higher I get. Oh, my goodness. I can even see it now. But what I'm saying, back to what I'm saying, you got to feel, the more you feel to say, hey, girl, what's going on? You got to feel like you're turning those corners. And you got to realize that taking a chance to get shot down is why you feel this way, because you're taking a chance. It's like riding that roller coaster. But this is the only way to grow past the fear, is to get shot down many, many times until it clicks. In my courses, I give you goddamn examples of what I mean when I say take more chances. But of course, you have to have a full understanding of what you're doing. This is what you guys don't understand about me. I'm more than the money, but the money I ask for is definitely worth the information and knowledge you're going to get. But paying for it don't mean you're going to get it. That's why, like my partner Leon Levinsky, when he paid for it, he started, something happened, woo woo. Okay, he handled that shit. Man, if I was chicken shit, man, your time up, man. You got to, you know, pay again. Yeah. He might have did it. But I ain't going to be like that. Man, ain't that a bitch? Whenever you ready, come on, man. It's about the money, but it ain't. And I'm trying to say, you got to have an understanding of what you're doing in order to be brave enough to really take these chances that's necessary for your growth. You know, sometimes, not sometimes, all the times, and you need to do this. See, I tell myself what I'm doing. I tell myself what I'm doing when I go out on the hunt. I mean, I'm telling you, man, I went out this morning to go get me some breakfast. And I, you know, fuck with the goddamn waitress. And, of course, the waitress is going to tell me, blah, 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 yes, woo-woo, smile at me, yeah, sure, woo-woo. But I told that bitch, look, I'm going to set my car on the side of the table. And if you want to call me, pick that motherfucker up and hit me. So she went to reach for the car. I said, not now. Because I want you to think about it, and when I'm not looking, or when I, you know, but before I leave, and she smiled. And is that bitch made a trip back over there to get the car. Now, I thought the bitch was going to call me this morning, but she didn't. But the bitch called me later on the day. But she called me right before the show. So she said she was sleeping. Because it was, I think it was like 4:30, 5 o'clock this morning when I went to eat breakfast. The bitch said she was sleepy. I ain't saying the bitch going to call her. I don't really give a fuck. What I'm saying is I like fucking with bitches. Hell yeah, I like pussy. But what I'm saying is I told myself this morning, man, I'm going to fuck with the first motherfucker. You know, but the first motherfucker I seen was motherfucking tattooed up bulldagging looking bitch, and I didn't really want to talk to that bitch. But what I'm saying is, just by me thinking I'm on the attack, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking for shit. So, you know, if you talk to yourself, if you tell yourself the truth, see, you'll acknowledge what your objectives are, and you'll try to achieve them. And if you don't, it means you didn't. But it don't mean you ain't shit. It just means you didn't achieve your objective. But why you win at 7-3-2, hold on a second. Why you win in that instance is that you did what you set out to do, which gives you the confidence of doing it, because it's just as hard to complete your task, that, which ends in a rejection, as it is to complete that motherfucker and it ends in something, a connection. It's they're both equal. 7-3-2, what's up?
All right, what's going on? It's Gomlin Star from Jersey.
Hey, what's happening, Gomlin?
Hey, nothing, man. Listen, please tell me you're dropping that movie real soon.
What about it?
The movie you was promoting on your Instagram. I seen a couple.
I know,
of
but what
you
about
a couple of trailers?
Yeah, it's
no,
coming.
No, I'm loving it. I want to see the rest.
All of it's coming on the 20th, man. Ain't that date
okay.
on there?
What was that?
Ain't that date on there?
September 20th, right? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's dropping, man. And
okay,
all right,
definitely.
What are you talking about? The DOAD or Kings?
I don't know. I just started following your Instagram. And you dropped a couple of clips. And
okay.
It looks fire.
Okay.
And it looks real dope.
I really didn't drop them, so. It was a motherfucker that these people we fucking with, they doing a bunch of shit that I really ain't doing. But what I'm saying is Kings is a documentary, you know,
okay.
sort of about the game, you know, 25 years later after American Pimp. And then DOAD is an acronym for a motherfucker got to be ready at the drop of a dime. And that's a series. That's a series, and we got 7 episodes done, and we gonna put clips from all 7 of the episodes up on the 20th also. So what I'm saying is, I got all kind of shit going, man. I told you, man, the shit. I wanted to talk about it a little in more detail, but I couldn't. But I can now, because we got the dates and all that shit set up, and you know, paper and been straight. So. We ready to go with it.
I'm loving it,
man.
Though. I'm loving it. Everything looks real good on my part. It looks real nice. You know what I mean?
We spent dough on this. It ain't really no. Even though you can do shit with your phone camera, damn near now that the shit looks so good. We had a real crew, Hatch Film Productions. Them motherfuckers got busy on with us, man. And, you know, hey, they was filming with drones and.
I could tell, man. That quality looked real nice. It looked like a real,
yeah.
you know, HD, you know, full screen movie type of thing.
Hey, man, thanks, bro. It's going to have you excited like that, too, man. Because that shit is so bomb. You know, I'm playing a character called Delano. And Delano,
uh-huh.
he's the OG in Oaktown. And you
okay.
know, he got hoes, you know what I'm saying? But these new niggas, you know, and these bitches pimping, you know what I'm saying? These new niggas making deals. You know, Delano getting fed up with that shit. But Delano, then all, you know, he wasn't no punk nigga. So one of these bitch pimps talk shit enough. For Delano to show the motherfucker. So Delano kicked it with, he also had a problem with one of his bitches that pulled a gun on him, and the nigga handled that like a pimp. And then he told that bitch, after a little while, he told that bitch, look, man, that bitch pimp that's been fucking with you. And I told that bitch, look, you gotta handle that bitch. She said, what? Which one do you do? I'll beat that bitch here. No, you gotta end that bitch life, bitch. You know, I got a shotgun. I told everybody, I got a shotgun over there at the apartment. And we set up a plan. Hey, and that's how the motherfucking shit start. With the bitch coming out of the motherfucking apartment. And then you see the motherfucker masked up, blaster 2 times with the shotgun.
yeah, I can't wait to see that, man. That looks like it's fire, yo, for real. I can't wait.
Fire, man. We got the Jamaicans out there. Hey, man, they talking that pimp shit. That shit's so cold, man. But the bitches actually, we got them bitches out. They doing some, I don't, you know, it ain't my shit like that, but. Cause I
seen you in the clip. You was telling her, you was trying to check her for her trap, and you was like, "Yo, I pimp for real. You need to give me that bread so I can go give him the bread and I can go serve that motherfucker."
No, that shit looked good. No, she wanted to choose me, and she told the bitch told me she was ready to make that move. I said, "Look, baby, I don't be really doing this shit. Sometimes I do this shit all the time. Cause she's a
That's
young
right.
bitch." This is a young business. Uh-huh. I told that bitch, "If you ready to make this move?" She said, "I'm ready to make this move. I want to get this money." I said, "Well, shit, bitch, break yourself." That bitch, I got $1,500. I looked at that bitch. I was like, $1,500? She said, "Yeah." She said, "Yeah." I said, "Girl, $1,500 is cool for a down payment."
You were smooth with it too. I'm not even gonna lie.
Hey,
you were smooth with it. You was
dope,
real
man.
Smooth with it.
That shit is dope. hey, you guys, you know that's right. I gotta start promoting that shit a little more. Thanks, Carmella. Hey, I gotta start promoting this shit a little more. But I'm telling you, man, the real John Dixon. All of it, every word, there's an underscore between every word. And I'm telling you, it's got them damn clips up there. I got a brand new podcast and I'm be busting. I'm telling you, man, this shit is going to go really, really, really big for me. Y'all help. I ain't going to stop this shit. I'm going to really be down. I'm probably going to have a lot more shit to talk about. Check this out. It's simple for me. Because I ain't afraid to take the initial chances. When it comes to gaining the confidence that you need to score big with women, you got to be willing to take that initial chance. If you don't take that initial chance, you're just going to be standing there thinking about what you should have did, and I'm going to walk by and catch that bitch. That's just how it goes. See, when I took those damn chances and succeeded, because you will succeed if you take the chances. But when you succeed and you do it again in a different kind of way, but the same success. See, that will turn into a principle. And you'll live by the principles that you've gained from successful ventures. You will not hear anything about those losing ventures because you had those. But it's not a principle. You don't want to think about that shit. But the successes, the way you manipulated whatever you manipulated to get what you wanted, oh, you want to think about that all the time. Because what happens is when they become principles, you start building a foundation that you really can stand on. And you will stand by these principles because you're going to be then seeing the value that it has in your life. And you'll see that it makes your life more valuable. And at the same time, you'll be able to see, if you don't have principles that a woman can see, you'll be less valuable. So I'm saying it works hand in hand. Once you get the principles, you have to show them. You have to be upfront with them. What's the use of hiding them? The bitch ain't going to see it. You become forward because you have principles. And you stand on the principles as if your goddamn life depends on it, because whether you accept it or not, your sex life do depend on it. Shit ain't going to be easy, and it ain't going to be hard. The only goddamn thing you have to do is commit to what the fuck I'm talking about. Hopefully you get my shit, but even if you don't get my shit, you can make a commitment. I don't know if you're going to keep it, because that's the number one fucking problem with you motherfuckers. You lie to yourself.
Yeah, bud, I'm gonna do that shit, bud. That's for sure, bud. I'm gonna do that shit.
People pay me for coaching, and I kick it with them and tell them what to do, what I think to do, and they go do it, and they come back successful and be happy. But then some of them pay for it. I tell them what to do. They don't fucking do shit. They continue doing what they was doing. And then when they call for another session, bro, you got to tell me what happened since we talked. And when they get to,
everything, man, look, save your goddamn money.
I ain't trying to waste my goddamn time, man, to tell you what to do so you can me when I ask you about it. That's some punk shit. I ain't about the money like that, man. You can't fuck with me and you ain't really improve. 612, what's up?
What's up, Rosebud?
Ain't nothing. What's up with you?
Yeah, this is Reek from Too Cool to Con. I just figured I'd call into your show.
Okay, what's happening?
Nothing much. I just wanted to, you know, call in and, you know, you see I make comments every now and then on your YouTube channel. I'm just calling and checking in on your show. That's all. Nothing.
Okay,
major.
Hey, what did you say your name was?
Reek from Too Cool to Con, R-E-E-K.
R-E-E-K?
Yep.
Okay, man, I'm going to look for you so I can holler at you on my video. You talking about you being on the videos?
Yeah, I'll be making comments from time to time on your when you do your live streams on YouTube.
Oh, okay, right on, man. Hey, you know this is one of my talk shows, bro. So you know I got two. This one and the one on Thursday. And call
okay.
in, man, when you have any kind of question or anything, man, we kick it.
All right, that'll work.
All right,
what's going on? Well, how you doing, Rosebud?
Oh man, excuse me, bro. I cut you off. I've been cool, man, but check it out, man. I try to get everybody, so I can't really just talk personal, man. We got to do that at another time. But
right,
check me out.
Work.
Stay with it. Hey, you guys, the thing is this. Women, for some reason, they're attracted. I mean, they're really attracted to a man who's committed. You ain't got to be committed to her. That actually is less attractive to a woman. But if you're committed, goal, or, you know, long-range goal that you're trying to make, and then you can bring her around different things that you've done toward that goal to make her really believe that you ain't a talker, you are a doer, man. If they see that, they'll go to the ATM for you. But if they don't see it, you going to your ATM for her. Period, because she'll get it. When they see you trying to have something, they want to help you have it. They just do. And they know once you pay for anything for a woman, you know, you're her savior. She know all she got to do is smile, bat her eyes, and your motherfucking ass will go buy her a car. As long as you can see a way to, you know, climb out of that new debt. I have dudes that talk to me, pay for coaching. Well, man, go say this, blah, blah, blah. And they go do it. And they come back, man, thanks, man. What you said really, really worked. And they totally believe what this bitch then told them. And they come on, she just, man, okay, if you want to believe that, man, but, you know, when you man up, women go automatically say what you want to hear. Because 9 out of 10 times when you man up, you go fuck the bitch. So she going to say what you want to hear so you can fuck her good. And you're going to sit up there and you're going to lose your plan. You ain't going to even keep on your plan because you're going to think it worked. Just like the fools call and say, man, this shit is dope, man. I don't know how you know that. Man, that's because I know bitches. And you want to know something else I know about bitches? That bitch was playing your motherfucking ass when she said that, and you totally got played. No, brother. And then I show them. So do this and call me next time. Man, what I'm saying is most of you motherfuckers, especially if you got a little money, you walk up to a woman with your wallet out and you already got 4 or 5 20s in your goddamn hand ready to motherfucking pay for whatever. And you ain't realizing your money can buy a motherfucking woman anything except her goddamn respect for your ass. And you got to get this through your damn head. The easier it is for any woman to ask you for any kind of money or any kind of favor, the further away from catching her you get. You make it hard for a bitch to think to ask you for something. You want to know why you do that? Because the harder she has to think to ask you about it, the deeper she gets into your motherfucking ass. And when you turn her motherfucking ass down like I do, because I ain't changing my view, keep asking me, I might change my mind though. But it's going to take hella long. I told my daughter that when she was young. Girl, you know your daddy will do anything for you. So if you really want something, you keep asking for it. I'm going to tell your ass no. But then one day, I'm going to fuck around and go get it. And I always get what she wants. So what? I know I do that. It ain't no big deal to me, because if she don't do what the fuck I said to get me to do it, she ain't getting it. So I'm still controlling shit. I'm such an asshole. All I care about is the control factor. I'm a control freak. 901, what's up with you, man? Oh, wait, hold on, bro. The fuck this thing ain't picking you? There you go. 901, what's up?
Yeah, man. Just comment on what we're talking about right now. Man, I had a girl maybe a year ago, man, and I remember it like it was yesterday. The situation is exactly what you were saying. She would always, you know, we hadn't got to no relationship and never did, thank God. But this was a sign. Oh, Malik, I need you to do this. And are you going to do it? No. I don't feel comfortable doing that shit. I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? If you call me back, you call me back. But you're not getting that shit. And at the end of the day, she didn't end up fucking with me. But I know it was because it wasn't going to be easy for her. So although I would have liked it to have worked out, it didn't work out because it wasn't supposed to, man. And so yeah, I can definitely relate to what you're saying. It's 100%. Appreciate you.
Hey, man, for sure. So check this out, man. When you motherfuckers, first of all, just get it through your head. Make it hard for a woman to ask you to do something for her. Now, if you think about it, if you design your damn principles based on the things that you're hearing and learning from me, you'd be able to stand on something solid when it comes to winning. And I'm telling you, that's a commitment. Standing on what you believe that we didn't talk about. And when you do, you're going to become stronger. And I'm sure that's what everybody really wants. Don't nobody want to be weak. You know, don't you, you know, want to become a man that don't fucking worry about who's next? You know, you got to want to feel like a winner sometimes. I'm just, man. Every woman you speak to, unless she goes for what you're saying, fuck that bitch. I can give a goddamn about what this woman think about what I said. And I'm telling you, I'm the kind of motherfucker, if I'm in a club and I say, hey, girl, what's going on? And baby say, get your motherfucking ass out of here. Something like that. Man, I'm liable to leave and tell the bartender to get that bitch a drink. And just tell her I'm happy she didn't waste my fucking time. Because that's how I feel. Bitch, You deserve a drink if you don't waste my time. You punk motherfuckers have a way in there talking, thinking that you really about something. You a motherfucking punk bitch. And keep telling you motherfuckers, bitches are the fakes. You don't have to fake bitches. Wake up, change their eyes, change their eyebrows, put on some eyelashes, paint up their face, put on a wig, then they push up their titties, squeeze in the fat, all kinds of, put on high heels, all kind of shit to change who they are, man. And what do dudes do? Wake up, brush their teeth, wash their face, and comb their hair. I mean, of course, we get dressed and all that. But what I'm saying, what do we do to change ourselves? Some of us is short. I'm short. I ain't finna put on no goddamn high heels. I'm just saying, man. We don't fake. We shouldn't fake ourselves, I should say, because that's what's wrong with all you guys. You got all these bitch tendencies. You motherfuckers be faking. That bitches. That's why you can't talk to them motherfucking bitches. You can only be around them. You can only be their goddamn friend. Tell the truth. Do you really feel like a strong man, or do you feel like a punk when you buy that bitch something? All right. Some of you feel strong. Okay. Now, what if you buy a bitch something and she like rebuck? What I'm saying is, that ain't gonna happen. This is love to give. But she gonna definitely rebuff your gesture. Why? Because you don't demand shit from her. You allow everything. She has to prove nothing to be with you. So accepting this kind of goddamn shit is a slow working poison that your ass is eating on purpose. Every goddamn time you admit to yourself you fuck a chump for a bitch. And the motherfucking mistake you making is when you hear something that challenges your ass, instead of trying to see the sense in what it is you're hearing, you immediately start looking for how the shit ain't going to work for you. And I told you earlier, if you look for it, you're going to find it. Well, how come a motherfucker don't look for how the shit will work? Because I got students that did that. Woke up. And start looking for how it will work and how, instead of how it won't work. They already know how shit is when it don't work. They ain't know how it's going to do, how they going to feel when they find out shit do work. I'm telling you, man, look for it. You're going to find it. So, why are you guys all looking for how or why it won't work? I mean, I know there's times when you see you weak, or times when you, you know, wish you would have, you know, like you got, I wish I would have, man, shit, man, I wish it. Man, come on, man. I mean, that shit happened to me sometimes these days. So it's not really that big of a deal for me, because I fucking changed that shit. If I wish I could have did it yesterday, I sure ain't gonna wish it tomorrow, because I'm gonna do it. So, you know, I should have did it yesterday when I thought of it. But what I'm saying is, it's not going to ever have a chance to fucking deter me. I'm not going to allow it to. I make mistakes to this day, but I correct them. Anything I should have did and didn't do, I'm going to do it. You don't have no excuses. Except being ignorant to what I'm talking about. And we know, you know, legally speaking, ignorance of the fact is no excuse. So, if you motherfuckers make this commitment that we're talking about tonight, you'll find yourself in a better position. You'll find yourself in a better frame of mind. Because as men, you know, we're in the same position. Ain't nobody gonna come offer us no goddamn pussy or none of that goddamn shit. So we gotta be like lions. And we gotta see all things as an attempt to take you off your job. And as a, you know, man, our job, our J-O-B is to E-T-A. Tap that ass. That's what we do. Shit. You know, women, I'm telling you, if you watch lion shows, they just like them lioness. You know, the motherfucking king sit around and the lions sit around and watch the king lion handle whatever shit he gonna handle during the day. But mostly, they just watching him. Not watching him to protect him, which they will. They just watching him. So just watching how he walk. They're just watching him. And you know what? That's what fucking real women do. Humans. That's what they do. They be just watching you. And if you ask yourself, do you move like a man? Do you walk on the ball of your foot? Man, all that shit is so rank. Man, motherfuckers, they ain't tiptoeing, but they walk heel. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing about where you step. Except you can tell a dorky motherfucker because he bounces because he's walking on the ball of his foot. So for the rest of this week, ask yourself some questions several times. And don't be surprised at your responses if you be honest. Because if you be honest, you'll see you don't even walk like a confident man. You have to constantly check that you represent what a man is. Simply because you know some fucking women are looking at you. Because they are. Man, you walking around and end up going to say something to baby. Before you know it, she's going to say, I saw you when you was over there. You know, look, you did, girl. They see you. They check you out. And if you acting like you know somebody checking you out, messing with your gold teeth, you know, your mustache, you know, making sure that you have this impression of yourself that just can't be touched, that bitch gonna be attracted to you. That's what attracts them. A man, I have bitches come to me and talk to me because I'm attracting them. You ain't gonna be always be wanting the bitch you think about. One fucking night you gonna have that bitch. And you gonna wait until you be had this motherfucker before you start thinking of what to do or what to have her to do for you. I'm just saying, a lot of you motherfuckers don't know how to satisfy women because you think all you gotta do is fuck her. Fuck that. Why are you fucking her? You better tell that bitch some fly shit about what you're doing. Man, let me tell you something. I'm so corny. I be choreographed when I'm fucking a bitch. Shit. I be saying whatever I'm saying when I got something that's really coming strong out. I'm going to put emphasis on my stroke. Whatever it is, I say, baby, you sure? You understand what I'm doing? Hey, man, I'm just letting you know what I do. I got an unlimited amount of shit to talk. And if you notice, I talk hella shit on each show. It's because I'm real as fuck, and I'm the only motherfucker that have what I have to tell you motherfuckers. Because what I have to tell you is truthful. This is all you need to believe. Well, not all, but that's what you really need to believe, that I'm telling you the truth. Hey, this was a fucking good show. I'm loving this shit. I'm out.